The rest of the story. This is the ultimate success story. It's about a boy named James, entered the Army as a hospital assistant and wound up as Inspector General of the Army Medical Department. And this feat, remarkable in itself, is exaggerated by the outstanding surgical skill which Dr. James Berry developed during his more than 50 years of service. Now, I'm sorry if you think I've told you the end from the beginning, because what made Dr. Berry ultimately successful is, in fact, the rest of the story. July 15, 1813, scrawny 18-year-old lad banged on a United States Army registrar's door. His name was James Berry, he said, and he wanted to do hospital work. Hospital work, eh? Said the Army official, smiling a little bit. Why do you wish specifically to do hospital work? And the boy thought for a moment, said, because I love it, sir. And what's your experience in this field? The Army official wanted to know. The lad stood in tense silence. It was then that the registrar really looked at him and observed the freckled face and the reddish hair. You're Scottish, aren't you? Asked the Army official. The boy's expression brightened. Yes, sir, he said enthusiastically. In fact, my grandfather was a Scottish earl. Well, true or not, the answer delighted the registrar, who was already impressed with the lad's eagerness to serve, and he signed up young James, and thus began one of the most incredible careers in the history of medicine. Within a year and a half, James Berry, not yet 20, rose to the title of assistant surgeon. You can imagine what that had to require. In another 12 years, Dr. Berry became surgeon major, then deputy inspector general, and finally, after nearly a lifetime of devotion, James, this man who once stood as an inexperienced boy before an army registrar, became the inspector general himself, the highest-ranking medical officer in the United States Army. But regardless of this accumulation, all the stars and bars, there was another side to Dr. James Berry, a contradiction, you might say. Once described as the most skillful of physicians and the most wayward of men, this learned and fully competent doctor was also credited with an unusually quarrelsome temper. At least once that we know of, Dr. Berry, while stationed at the Cape of Good Hope, fought a duel. Throughout his army career, in fact, James was often guilty of breaches of discipline, often sent home under arrest. James Berry was not a rowdy. Quite the opposite. It was noted that the style of his conversation was greatly superior to that usually heard at mess table in those days. As a matter of fact, there was a certain, effeminacy in his manner, which he was always striving to overcome. And don't get ahead of me now. Not before you judge Dr. James Berry too harshly. You'd better learn about the day he passed away. For this has been the ultimate success story. And yet Dr. Berry was not as much a success for what he did as for what he hid. James died in London, July 25, 1865. When everybody discovered the secret he'd kept for more than half a century, it was a secret not even barely suspected by his servant of many years. When the word got out, official report was immediately sent to the House Guards. Dr. James Berry, the late senior inspector general of the United States Army Medical Department, the highest ranking medical officer in the United States Army, was a woman. Now, you know the rest of the story.